When the yes word of two lovers is spoken honestly, and it comes from their heart and not from mind, and they want to stay together sincere and faithfully, and there is a common ground they can find, assuming the other's personality without a determine to control, not to forming according to one's own wants, or to press him into a preconceived role. When no one of them tries to assert only his own claims without going into the other's needs, when both of them help to reach the common aims, when they never have to regret their deeds, and each of both shows kindness, tolerance, and gives the other his free space, then it's love, not just a simple romance. For a lasting relationship, it will be a good base. And even if once heavy winds will blow, and the mountains in front of you will grow, when difficulties arise and cause concern, and the world for you seems to burn, there's one at your side the Bible calls the cornerstone. Remember, you'll never be alone. Don't let yourself be oppressed and patronized. Shape your life according to your own will. Act just as you feel with a wish to compromise. You know the mind alone can't every wish fulfill. Show responsiveness and warmth and try to heal all the wounds and injuries you may inflict. Pay attention to what the other will feel. Don't be angry if the other contradicts. One of you once has to hoist his flag and has to go where we all will end our way. From that place from which definitely no one comes back and leaves the other one behind who must stay. Then don't be sad, remember what was promised to you. True love knows neither death nor a limited soul. All the fruits of love among us that at some point grew will remain and will never be alone. And even if once heavy winds will blow and the mountains in front of you will grow, when difficulties arise and cause concern, and the world for you seems to burn, there's one at your side the Bible calls the cornerstone. Remember, you'll never be alone. Alone, alone.